1953, the celebrated motion picture Le Salaire de la Peur by French director Henri Clouzot premiered in cinemas around the world. Four tough guys with nothing left to lose mount two trucks loaded with nitroglycerine intended to put out an oil fire. None of the men will return. Two are blown up, one is run over, the last falls down a cliff. Your efforts have become useless. They merely served the purposes of petroleum. So goes the cynical resume of the novel on which the film was based. The real story behind the famous narrative written by Georges Arnaud is no less unsettling. Before becoming a well-known, socially engaged writer in the same league as Jack London or B. Traven, Arnaud fled France due to a case of multiple homicide in which he was suspected of involvement, and he ended up living the life of an adventurer himself for a few years. From 1947 to 1949, he worked as a gold miner, barkeeper, trafficker, and truck driver on pipeline construction projects in Venezuela and neighboring countries. There, he witnessed the dangers and devastations, but also the immense profits of the rapidly growing oil business. When he returned to France as a stowaway, Arnaud had the script for Le Salaire de la Peur in his luggage. 2 years later, in 1951, the novel was published and won the prestigious Prix Goncourt. The following year, the shooting of Clouzot's film adaptation began. The story contains every element of petro-noir. Oil spills and explosions, relentless truck driving, degenerating social structures, seductive consumerism, and hopelessly alienated individuals.
Willkommen auch von unserer Seite.
Ich bin Benjamin Steininger.
Wir sind zwei Drittel von Beauty of Oil. Das ist schon gesagt worden, wir sprechen Deutsch und Englisch, also jetzt Deutsch am Anfang und dann zwischendurch Englisch und dann wieder Deutsch und dann wieder Englisch und es wird immer in die andere Richtung übersetzt. Wir präsentieren Ihnen eine Art Revue Petronoir, in der Filme, Bilder, Töne, Dinge, Texte, Theorien, vier Anwesende und ein abwesender Experte ihre Auftritte haben werden. Und die Inszenierung dreht sich um einen Film, den wir als monumentalen Vertreter eines neuen Genres auffassen.
Wir haben dieses Genre Petronoir genannt. Cinema Noir kennt jeder, Petroleum kennt auch jeder, aber dass es ein eigenes Petro-Cinema gibt, wissen noch nicht so viele, obwohl das Öl in vielen Filmen eine Rolle spielt und hier spielt es eine sehr pessimistische Rolle.
Der Film heißt Le Salaire de la Peur, auf Deutsch Lohn der Angst, auf Englisch Wages of Fear, ist 1953 in die Kinos gekommen. Und der Stoff für diesen Film ist, das haben wir eben in dem Intro schon erzählt bekommen, in den Jahren 1947 bis 1949 gesammelt worden von einem französischen Autor und Abenteurer, der später weltberühmt werden sollte, namens Henri-Georges Girard, später Georges Arnaud, dem Pseudonym Georges Arnaud. Wir haben diesen Film, wir zeigen Ihnen insgesamt nur 2 Minuten und 10 Sekunden dieses, wie lang, 110-minütigen Films, die wir aufblasen zu monumentalen Szenen. Dafür zeigen wir Ihnen sehr viele andere Clips, zum größten Teil aus der Zeit, auch um 1948, aus der Zeit der noch ungebremsten Begeisterung für die neuen Möglichkeiten des Petro-Zeitalters und natürlich dann auch fortfolgend eben dieses neuen Genres Petro-Noir, das die beginnende Skepsis und
It shows the beginning skepticism and the beginning terror of the opportunities of these technological opportunities. We have prepared a table with material, which we will, where you would see a lot of things, the multi-channel installations, not only these four screens, but it's about everything. It's about all senses. And we have collected so-called sounds of oil. All of the five sections which will follow will be accompanied by one sound of oil, of which we will explain what we're saying. We will listen to it. And you can arrange yourselves, and we also can arrange ourselves, and then we will start with the next session, and which will start with introductory installation, the film bits our guests were mentioned, the only ones which we could add were Anna Maria Guzman, who is sitting here, who will call up our material archive of material. And the absent guest is Alexander Ilichevsky, the author, who unfortunately couldn't come, but who sent a text which will be read by Marina Frank and will be read in Russian with subtitles. So let's start.
In the beginning, unbearable boredom prevails. Those stranded in the oil village of Las Piedras won't get away, at least not without a job at the American oil company. Like the gold rush of the 19th century, the oil business has attracted adventurers from all over the world. Their long treks have extended the edges of technosphere and blurred geographical distinctions. The business of oil forms multiple geographies. It operates on many frontiers, geopolitical, social, cultural, natural. It traverses rural and urban landscapes. It looms above and below deserts, jungles, oceans. Quite possibly, the oil industry constitutes the most expansive technological organism of modern times. Where oil is drilled, its technologies enter new milieus, transforming ecological as well as social environments. It creates jobs and poverty, progress and pollution. It spreads disease and funds health systems. It fuels freedoms and despotisms. Thousands of meters underground, reservoirs are opened up by drilling and fracking processes. Rocks are detonated, then further fractured with injections of high-tech, molecularly manipulated liquids. The whole oil system is founded at this final frontier between ancient rock formations and modern industry. Such frontiers together define the range of petrosphere. Its margins are at once obvious and obscure, stretching from the technical to the physical and chemical, from legal to social and psychological.